We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Exactly. As I warned on the Battleground America podcast, I don't know the timeline, but I know it's coming. Expect the Democrats to declare a climate emergency. I've always assumed it would come after they won the next election. Mm-hmm. You can see my air quotes if you're watching me on Twitter or Rumble.
I actually heard them.
Did you hear them?
Yes,
were they too loud? I'll turn
the
volume down.
No. That was appropriately modulated.
Okay, good. So so this ran on Fox Business. The Biden administration talking about floating a climate emergency. Take a listen.
And the White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. Oh. If the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
This is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose a Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this is a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
Very well put.
Now, so it's NBC News reporting this. So they want their leftist activists to know about this, that this is a thing they're going to do. I don't think they dare do this before the elections. They can't let the American people get a look at what they really intend till they're stuck with Democrats for another 4 years. But I think this is a way to placate the enviro activists, okay, this is coming, but we won't show it to the public till after the election.
Yeah.
But you just heard about that. Dictatorial powers, COVID-like powers, warlike powers. Yeah. Now, how did I know this was coming? Well, I knew because of an article I've talked about a lot in the New York Times on the Battleground America podcast. You can look it up. It's called "You Want to Buy Meat? In This Economy." And what it advocates for is for Joe Biden to use the climate crisis. There's some more air quotes because there is no climate crisis, but they're pretending there is. To use it to trigger something called the Lever Act. The Lever Act has been on the books since 1917. It's shocking this law is on the books in America, period. It was passed after World War I. It's called the Lever Food and Fuel Control Act. And the New York Times very much wants Joe Biden to trip it by calling a climate emergency. It grants the government, this is New York Times, sweeping power over the food supply. And also the fuel supply, the means of production, the means of transport of both food and fuel. Let me translate. It's total power. And they quote Helen Zoe Veit, she's a professor of history at Michigan State University, says it is the most radical bill ever enacted by Congress. In her book, Modern Food, Moral Food, and the Lever Act grants the government the ability to requisition food and fuel.
That's nationalization.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. In an emergency, it created back then in 1917. I'm shocked we ever had this, Lee, but we did. It created the Food Administration, headed by Herbert Hoover, more than a decade, away from his presidency. So he headed it. And they absolutely regulated what you could buy, where it went, what was on the shelves. They even declared meatless Mondays. I'm sorry, wheatless Monday.
Oh, wheatless. Meatless,
yeah, wheatless Monday, meatless Tuesday. Okay. Porkless Saturday. So this has left very excited. They can starve people of meat. They've wanted to do that for a long time. And total control. And New York Times argues, looked at, you know, the growing of the food is causing climate change, causing nitrogen problems, blah, blah, blah. Average American eats 274. This is from the article, pounds of meat. That's too much. Liberals need to fix that. And so we should declare the climate emergency and then enact the Lever Act. So you will see them do the same thing with fuel that they're doing with food. So what is he doing? He's giving you a preview. I don't think they'll do this before the election. I think he's basically saying to the left, hey, just give us to the after the election. We'll do this. We're going to lock down the entire delivery system.
Let's hope he's lying.
I hope so. I hope
he's just lying for votes.
Me too.
Because that's what this administration does. Because, you know, it's just like them taking both sides of the Hamas-Israel issue here.
Yes.
Exactly like that. Let's just hope that they're lying about that situation, trying to placate the left-wing lunatics that they need to vote for him in November to get him over the hump there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know what worries me, and I don't know the answer to this question. If they beat Trump, they will say immediately what they said after Barack Obama was elected, but this time it'll have a lot more oomph to it. Republicans can never win another national election. They will tell themselves that, and you're going to see them do things that will shock you. It won't shock anyone who's lived in Argentina or any other country that's been, Venezuela, leftist regime, because they are the same people. But it will shock Americans what will happen if they ever believe or perceive that they cannot lose another presidential election again. It's going to be pure iron fist. And this just gives you an idea of what it would look like. Well, there's a group called the Biodiversity Center, and he just referenced it there on Fox Business. Listen to what Biden would be able to do with a pen. Halt crude oil exports, all of them. Stop oil and gas drilling in the outer continental shelf. Restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuels in the U.S. That'd be anywhere in the U.S. Grow domestic manufacturing for clean energy and transportation. He can literally seize factories, as we have done in wartime, and force them to produce these green energy, whatever. It goes on and on and on and on, but it gives them almost total power over food and fuel delivery. So hope they don't do it.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do it. And again, you're right, Lee, maybe they won't do it.
Well, this administration has a history of lying to the left about what things that they will do. And we just got to hope that behavior holds true, because something like that is going to have to require a response from the street.
Yeah, They've been able to lock those down pretty well, though, with January 6th. You know, you don't want to be out there taking a selfie peacefully.
Well, it's one thing to do that in D.C.
Yeah. And maybe they'll do it somewhere else.
I'll just let that sink in.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is all going to come to a head eventually. We're going to have it out over this stuff. They're either going to win or we're going to. But they are fully aiming and intending and wanting. We don't know if they'll accomplish it, but they're wanting to take over the entire grid. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it as I was reading that. I was like, wow, the FBI director keeps telling us we're about to have a catastrophic attack on our grid. And I'm like, which would be worse, a catastrophic attack on our grid or the implementation of the Lever Act?
What would be the difference?
I don't think there would be much of a difference. Yeah. Except in one that, you know, did Chinese. By the way, did you see the FBI director? He's freaking me out. He's out there again yesterday. He's got two of these now. He says either the grid is going to be attacked and it's going down, and our water supply is going down, all this really awful stuff, or alternately that we're going to have this huge, horrific, coordinated terror attack on our soil, which is what he was saying yesterday. It's every time he appears in public now. It's usually once or twice a week. If I could ask him something about this, is what I would ask him. In the beginning of the Biden administration, every quarter, he would come out as if he had a reminder on his phone. Yeah. And remind us, oh, hey, the Russians are going to take down the grid. Sometimes it'd be Iran or the Russians, but it's mostly the Russians were going to take down the grid. Now it's the Chinese going to take down the grid. I just wonder what happened to the Russians.
Yeah.
What? Why is it Chinese going to take down the grid now? Is the Russians not going to take down the grid? Because you told us for 2 years they were taking down the grid. Anyway, somebody's taking down the grid, according to Ray.
Well, why don't we try and stop them?
Crazy radical idea. I know. And the way he delivers this message is so weird. It's like it's fact already. Right. And there's not a lot of, but hey, this is what we're trying to do to stop that.
Well, you know, and then I would have to ask the director, okay, are we pursuing the individuals that are involved in this conspiracy?
Yeah.
Have there been any arrest made? I mean, you know, you don't have to give details on anything that would compromise national security. But, you know, if they were really serious about this, they would say today the FBI, in conjunction with the Department of Justice, has made arrest of several individuals who were involved in a conspiracy to take down the U.S. electrical grid this summer.
Well, they're too busy trying to turn choir directors against traditional Catholics to get to that kind of thing, Lee. But I don't know. What I'm hoping is that Ray is doing this because he just wants the FISA 702 to pass
and that he doesn't
actually mean it with all of this stuff. That's what I'm hoping. Text rates, if Joe Biden pulls the lever on the Lever Act, he will be eaten by the cannibals.
Politically speaking.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you hear, by the way, he used to drive an 18-wheeler lie again yesterday in Florida?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. And I bet it was battery operated.
Yeah, I don't know. But that has been very roundly rebuked by the mainstream. It's been debunked by the mainstream media. His own administration, when he said it, had to come out last time and say, well, you know, he did sit in an 18-wheeler one time at a campaign stop, so that's what he must have meant. And then he goes and tells it again.
Yeah.
They must just be, like, dying inside the Biden administration. Oh, and by the way, he is marching with the civil rights icons again.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, he said that yesterday, too, that he got his start in politics marching for civil rights. Which is, he's probably the only segregationist to do that. And again, here's Joe Biden, 1987, admitting he was never part of the civil rights movement, but he lied again yesterday and said that he was.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
Nah, he was with the cannibals. Or something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.